Hi, I'm Mandy Jordan. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort, a weekly update from SIU Press, the scholarly book publishing unit of SIU. In our last episode, we began a dive into some of the patriotic titles the press is celebrating as part of our America 250 celebration, starting with poetry and moving into history. This week, we'll be wrapping up that list with a look into some more excellent history titles. In Lincoln and the American Founding, Lucas E. Morrell argues that the most important influence on Abraham Lincoln's political thought and practice was what he learned from the leading figures and documents from the birth of the United States. In this systematic account of those principles, Morrell compellingly demonstrates that to know Lincoln well is to understand thoroughly the founding of America. Lincoln thought that the principles of human equality and individual rights could provide common ground for a diverse people to live as one nation, and that some old things, such as the political ideals of the American founding, were worth preserving. He urged Americans to be vigilant in maintaining the institutions of self-government and to exercise and safeguard the benefits of freedom for future generations. Morrell posits that adopting the way of thinking and speaking Lincoln advocated, based on the country's founding, could help mend our current polarized discourse and direct the American people to employ their common government on behalf of a truly common good. In early 1862, the Civil War had been raging for almost 10 months, and the Confederacy had enjoyed virtually uninterrupted success. From seizing federal property to early battlefield victories, Southern forces had effectively expelled Union authority from nearly all of the Confederacy's 11 states. The Union suffered repeated setbacks, while modest victories in Western Virginia and Kentucky had little strategic impact. By the end of February, however, much had changed. In the essay collection, The Forts Henry and Donelson Campaign, February 6th through 16th, 1862, edited by Stephen E. Woodworth and Charles D. Greer, leading and emerging scholars provide in-depth analyses of previously overlooked aspects of the Forts Henry and Donelson Campaign. Contributors examine how ecological forces influenced the campaign, the effectiveness of the joint command between the Union Army and Navy, and Union Brigadier General Charles F. Smith's assault that doomed Fort Donelson. They also explore the battle's impact on the military career of Nathan Bedford Forrest, the effects of surprise during the Confederate breakout attempt from Fort Donelson, Confederate Colonel Gabriel Wharton's memoir, and how the loss of the forts showed Texans that the fight to preserve the enslaved South would cost them more than they had imagined. Vicksburg, Mississippi held strong through a bitter, hard-fought, months-long Civil War campaign, but General Ulysses S. Grant's 40-day siege ended the stalemate and on July 4, 1863, destroyed Confederate control of the Mississippi River. In Vicksburg Besieged, edited by Stephen E. Woodworth and Charles D. Greer, the first anthology to examine the Vicksburg campaign's final phase, nine prominent historians and emerging scholars provide in-depth analysis of previously unexamined aspects of the historic siege. Ranging in scope from military to social history, the contributors' invitingly written essays examine the role of Grant's staff, the critical contributions of African-American troops to the Union Army of the Tennessee, both sides' use of sharpshooters' and soldiers' opinions about them, unusual nighttime activities between the Union siege lines and Confederate defensive positions, the use of West Point siege theory and the ingenuity of Midwestern soldiers in mining tunnels under the city's defenses, the horrific experiences of civilians trapped in Vicksburg, the Louisiana soldiers' defense of Jackson amid the strains of piano music, and the effect of the campaign on Confederate soldiers from the Trans-Mississippi region. The contributors explore how the Confederate Army of Mississippi and residents of Vicksburg faced food and supply shortages, as well as constant danger from Union cannons and sharpshooters. Rebel troops under the leadership of General John C. Pemberton sought to stave off the Union soldiers, and though their morale plummeted, the besieged soldiers held their ground until starvation set in. Their surrender meant that Grant's forces succeeded in splitting in half the Confederate States of America. How do the funding, setting architecture, and exhibition of a presidential library shape our understanding of the president's character? And how do diverse performances of the presidency create radically different opportunities for the practice of American citizenship? In Presidential Libraries' Performance, Curating American Character from Herbert Hoover to George W. Bush, Jody Cantor analyzes presidential libraries as performances that encourage visitors to think in particular ways about executive leadership and about their own roles in public life. Cantor considers the moments in the president's lives the museums choose to interpret and not to interpret, and how the libraries approach common subjects in the presidential museum narrative. The president's early years in relation to cultural ideals, the library's representations of presidential failures, personal and political, and the question of presidential legacy. Identifying the limited number of strategies the libraries currently use to represent the diversity of the American experience and American character, Cantor offers concrete suggestions for reinventing and reshaping the practices of museum professionals and visitors within the walls of these institutions. Presidential museums can tell us important things about the relationship between performance and politics, entertainment and history, and leaders and the people they lead. In early 2024, the director of the Colonel Benjamin Stevenson House in Edwardsville, Illinois, discovered an unpublished manuscript among the files of Sidney G. Denny, a longtime friend of the Colonel Benjamin Stevenson House board member who had passed away just months before. The manuscript compiled the materials from a decade's worth of articles Denny had written for the House's newsletter, The Spectator, on the history of the house, Benjamin Stevenson, and early Illinois, history that, without Denny, would have been lost to time. Colonel Benjamin Stevenson, a founding father of both the city of Edwardsville and the state of Illinois, played a crucial role in the emergence of Illinois from a territory into the nation's 21st state in 1818. Informed by a treasure trove of primary sources, Colonel Benjamin Stevenson and the history of early Illinois traces Stevenson from his childhood in 18th century Pennsylvania to his experiences on the Illinois frontier and eventually to his final residence, which is now a museum of his life and times in Edwardsville. The volume also provides a detailed chronicle that connects early Illinois to the history of westward settlement and to the American Revolution itself. You can buy your own copies of these titles, Examining America Past and Present, from our website at siupress.com. Join us next week to hear about another great read. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.